RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on RadioMD.
Do you know what body shaming is, Michelle? You've seen it, right?
I have. I think we all have at one point or another, right?
Can't be thin enough.
Right.
Can't be perfect enough.
Pretty enough. Pretty enough, rich enough, thin enough.
You got it, you know? And
all of
I don't care what you look like. It's crazy, and I see it as a national trend. And we have Dr. Dina Cabrera on, who is the clinical director of the Rosewood Centers for Eating Disorders, and this is part of the wonderful Rivermend Addiction Treatment Center family. And she has over 20 years of experience as a certified eating disorders specialist. And we're so happy to have you on, Dina, to help us understand, what is body shaming? So what is it?
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. Body shaming manifests in many ways. I think, you know, it starts with criticizing your own appearance, you know, perhaps by judging or comparing to another person. You criticize somebody else's appearance in front of them. We often see that a lot with bullying. The first thing sometimes kids go to is somebody's weight. You're fat, and making fun of them. Or criticizing another's appearance without their acknowledging. You know, even saying something like, oh my gosh, she's gained so much weight. We've heard a lot about that in the media, about Kelly Clarkson, for example. So it's really those three things. And oftentimes it's the comparison to other people that leads to our own body shaming, and certainly the media, magazines, TV images perpetuate that.
Right. So,
what, you don't like Adobe Photoshop?
Oh, we love Photoshop. It takes away all the wrinkles, the thighs get better, the butt gets lifted, everything changes.
And things get added. Things get added that we didn't even know, you know, existed.
Things get added.
Exactly.
I'm a double D.
Yeah,
it's
I'm a
exactly
double D on
right.
The backside. Yeah, exactly. So Dina, tell us, what, there's a national trend toward campaigns about body shaming. Are they really having any effect?
You know, they seem to be, and I believe Italy, you know, Italy put a disclaimer, or is in the works of putting disclaimer on magazine images. I know that's something that we're looking at now. The new lobby bill that I've been very much a part of is called the Anna Weston Act, and a clause in there is being able to do some studying on how images in magazines impact women and men too these days. I mean, they're just as vulnerable. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but their rates of cosmetic surgery have skyrocketed with men in the last 5 to 10 years. It's been really fascinating.
Oh, there went the rugged look. Oh, bummer. You know, I like those extra whiskers.
Yeah.
I just, oh my gosh, you know, just leave the whiskers where they are, guys. Leave us alone. We like you the way you are.
They end up in their ears.
I know, totally.
But, you know,
oh my God.
Sending those messages, but they're definitely, I don't know if it's a trend or we're just becoming more aware. We're being aware of, you know, how we're viewing, you know, bodies today, because, again, we mentioned in the previous show that there's a narrow definition of what beauty looks like and what health looks like. And I think we get wrapped up into what that is, and we try to all, you know, try to meet up to those impossible standards.
So, you know, Dina, I had a surgery in March that I had a section of my colon removed. And, of course, I've lost weight because of it, probably close to 15, 20 pounds. And I was thin to begin with, but now I'm ultra thin. And I'm surprised how many people say how fabulous I look. And the last thing I think is that I look fabulous. But it's so interesting that people think that I look so great because I'm so thin.
Yeah. Just the stigma, you know, the perception, the attitude that, and the words that we use, you know, toward people thin or maybe over their set point or overweight. It's hard to know.
Well,
I walked
well,
into
Dina, could I ask you a favor then? Help us understand how this kind of attitude, especially when Michelle just brought up, literally feeds into, pun intended, eating disorders.
Well,
if that's
I mean,
the message, Yeah.
Well, this is something I hear all the time from my patients that I work with, you know, anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, is that oftentimes, and it's not purposeful, but if you're, I'm a mother, and if I make fun of my body or criticize my own body, oh my God, my fat thighs or my horrible stomach and I'm so fat, and then those messages get sent to our children who, you know, particularly if we look a lot like our mother or father, then we begin to internalize those messages like, oh my God, if my mother hates her body, then I'm going to look just like that and hate my body. So, I mean, that is, again, we're not here to blame mothers, but those are the messages that we internalize
feel
from
free.
Society as well. I mean, we see people.
I've done that with my daughter.
And just automatically, I mean, we don't have to accept that this is just the way it is. We can really fight back, and that's what, you know, I love that you asked, what is, you know, body shaming? We're becoming more aware of it. We're becoming more aware of fat talk. Like, you know, what do women and men do? I was with four men at dinner the other day, and they were talking. And I wasn't talking. They were talking about diets that they were on. It was fascinating. You know, so men are talking about their diets and, you know, the muscle milk crap that they drink and, you know, and making themselves look bigger. I mean, there's so much focus on our bodies and trying to find that's the vehicle to be accepted, to be loved, to feel, you know, powerful. And we have to remember.
What's one of the first steps someone out there in her radio land can take to stop this body shaming thing that they're accepting?
Well, I think, you know, there's different ways. Like, for messages for my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, I want to be very body neutral. You know, I want to, you know, give my body, positive affirmations, you know, not just look at people and make comments, you know, really watch weightism, if you will, comments about other people's weight, comments about your own weight, and be very positive, no matter what size or shape, and really try to say, you know, it's about being healthy. So confront those maybe who are perpetuating body shame, you know, say, hey, you know, we really don't talk about somebody's body, and find something that you like, you know, about your own body and model that. So those are some of the things that I would recommend. But it's, again, understanding maybe why you're feeling a certain way instead of immediately just attacking your body. If you start to have those automatic thoughts like, oh, gosh, I'm so fat this morning, maybe it's more about, oh, I'm really stressed about going to work, or I have to confront this issue.
It's so interesting that you say this, because I keep going back to, if I look so good now, what did I look like before?
I know.
And now too. And I always thought I looked good before. So, you know, it's this whole misconception, and it really does it wreaks havoc on your own mind. But I think you're right. Quit talking about everybody else's body. Like, no one should be commenting on me. And it's so interesting when they do, you know what they say? What are you doing? I want to do that. Well, you don't want what I have.
Well, that's what people say all the time about eating disorders. When I tell them what I do, they'll say, oh, I wish I had an eating disorder.
They say that about anorexia all the time, which is really bizarre.
Crazy.
People who struggle with eating disorders or are dieting all the time or have poor body image, they're suffering inside. They feel horrible about themselves. They feel worthless, and they're trying to find the answer in controlling their body.
Well, you know, with your help and guidance, they will. Everyone, we're talking to Dr. Dina Cabrera. She's a clinical director of the Rosewood Centers for Eating Disorders. This is part of the wonderful Rivermend family of treatment centers. And if you want to learn more about Rosewood, go to rosewoodranch.com, and you can learn about their treatment programs as well as more about Dr. Dina Cabrera. Thank you so much, Dr. Cabrera, for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
Dina, thank you so much for all your help with eating disorders and our, you know, inability to look at our bodies the right way. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.